Hitch him?
Hitch him, that means put on the harness and attach him, huh? Have you ever driven a wagon? Team? I haven't either.
Tell you folks ages about.
Yeah.
Well, I bet you never driven one.
Oh, no, just around. Mm-hmm. Not just for sure. Maybe.
You've ridden in one.
Yes, and just maybe to, yeah, I've driven maybe from the barn out to the road or something like that when I was little. Mm-hmm. But there'd be somebody right there. I'd just hold them and they'd be right to grab the reins. Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned reins. What are reins? Well, I better ask her here. What are reins?
That's what you use to guide the horse with.
That's for what? Wagon? Buggy?
Well, they have reins on when you're just riding, too.
That's saddle or wagon and buggy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you use when you plow?
Reins?
Uh-huh. If you hitch a horse to a wagon, you'll have a bar behind them here. And you put the horse up here. I think he's going to make it. Yeah, I know, he blew his horn. What would you call this one bar back here? You remember that? And the one hooks to two, or this one and another one hooks to a third. Do you remember that one?
Oh, I started to say it to tell her.
A tree. Wait just a minute.
And if you put, what was that truck doing with his load? He was
hauling.
Uh-huh. And if he had logs behind him and he didn't have any wheels under them but had chains on them, you say he did what to the logs?
Drag.
Uh-huh. He what?
Would be dragging.
Uh-huh. What would you call a wooden rack for sawing planks, one that looked like this, where you use two of them?
Sawhorse.
And one for sawing logs, where you have just one of them? Maybe this is an uncommon thing here.
Wouldn't it be the same thing? I didn't know the difference.
Mm-hmm. I don't know one of those.
And let's see, your grandfather, when he shaved, what did he use?
A straight razor.
And
a razor strap.
And what did he use to lather himself?
A cake of shaving soap and a shaving brush.
Uh-huh. And when you were a child, or your girls probably used these too, a board put across a sawhorse or across a log or...
Seesaw.
Do they have anything... Well, I guess these are all commercially made now, but it used to be you could put a wagon wheel in the ground and put a board across it, get a kid at each end and it would spin around.
Merry-go-round.
Uh-huh. Was that ever called a flying Jenny around here?
I've heard the expression. You hear that in circus they use, but
mm-hmm. Not for a homemade one.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen one around in this part of the country.
How about these things for coasting in the snow in the winter?
You mean sleds?
Uh-huh.
Well, now that's just a rarity around here.
Not much snow. Mm-hmm. I don't know if girls had these or not, but I think every boy had one where you take a crotch from a tree and cut it off and put rubber bands on it.
A slingshot.
Uh-huh. Did you have one of those?
No.
Around the farm, probably, you have one of those one-wheeled vehicles with two handles?
Wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh. And perhaps not so much now, but there used to be a large wheel, or maybe this big, maybe even bigger. You could use it to sharpen axes.
A whetstone.
Uh-huh. Is this the one that turns around?
Mm. A whetstone's anything that you sharpen on. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have to turn around.
Any